Welcome to Dolphin Stadium in Miami, for the game between the New York Mets and the Florida Marlins. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Angel Pagan. Batting second. The second baseman, Luis Castillo. Batting third. The first baseman, Daniel Murphy. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeff Francoeur. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Corey Sullivan. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Fernando Tatis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Brian Schneider. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Anderson Hernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Pelfrey. Pitching for the New York Mets, Mike Pelfrey. For the Florida Marlins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Chris Coughlin. Batting second. The first baseman, Ross Gloed. Batting third. The shortstop, Hanley Ramirez. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jorge Cantu. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Dan Uggla. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Cody Ross. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jeremy Hermida. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ronnie Paulino. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Josh Johnson. Pitching for the Florida Marlins, Josh Johnson. And now, play ball. Angel Pagan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Pagan hits a fly ball into left field. Coughlin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Uggla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Murphy is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Murphy hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jeff Francoeur is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Francoeur hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Uggla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Coughlin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murphy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coughlin for the out. One out. Ross Gloed is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Gloed hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murphy scoops it up and throws to first, with Pelfrey covering, for the out. Two outs. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Cantu hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ramirez moves to third. Dan Uggla is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Uggla takes first base on ball 4. Cantu moves to second. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ross hits a fly ball into center field. Pagan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Corey Sullivan is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Tatis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Coughlin. Tatis reaches second base with a double. Sullivan goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Mets. Brian Schneider is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Schneider hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gloed scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. Tatis moves to third. One out. Anderson Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Tatis scores. It's 2-0, Mets. Mike Pelfrey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Pelfrey bunts in front of the plate. Paulino fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, with Ugla covering, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Jeremy Hermida is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hermida hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ronnie Paulino is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Paulino hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Josh Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Pelfrey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Coughlin is 0-1 in the game. Coughlin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murphy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Marlins nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Angel Pagan is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Pagan is 0-1 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ugla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Castillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Castillo is 0-1 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dan Murphy is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Castillo. The throw from Paulino and he is out, Ramirez applying the tag. Two outs. Dan Murphy is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Murphy is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Ross Gloed is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gloed is 0-1 in the game. Gloed hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ramirez is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Ramirez. The throw from Schneider and he is safe. Ramirez steals second. Jorge Cantu batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Cantu hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Schneider settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Schneider. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cantu is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Cantu hits a fly ball into center field. Pagan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Ugla is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Ugla takes first base on ball 4. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ross is 0-1 in the game. Ross hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Francoeur who is chasing the ball. Ross reaches third base with a triple. Ramirez scores. Ugla goes all the way around to score. It's Mets, 2, Marlins, 2. Jeremy Hermida is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Hermida is 0-1 in the game. Hermida takes first base on ball 4. Ronnie Paulino is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Paulino is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Paulino takes first base on ball 4. Hermida moves to second. Josh Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Marlins 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jeff Francoeur is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Francoeur is 0-for-1 in the game. Francoeur hits a fly ball into right field. Hermita settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Sullivan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan strikes out. 2 outs. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tatis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tatis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brian Schneider is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Schneider is 0-for-1 in the game. Schneider hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tatis moves to second. Anderson Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Marlins 2. The Marlins will come to bat. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Coughlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Coughlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ross Gloed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gloed is 0-for-2 in the game. Gloed hits a line drive into right field. Francoeur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cantu is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cantu strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Marlins 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Pelfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Pelfrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Pelfrey hits a line drive towards the mound. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Angel Pagan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagan strikes out. 2 outs. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Castillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Castillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Marlins 2. The Marlins will come to bat. Dan Uggla batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Uggla is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Uggla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sullivan throws the ball into Castillo who tags Uggla, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 1 out. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Ross hits a line drive towards third. Tatis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeremy Hermita is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hermita is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hermita hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ronnie Paulino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paulino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Paulino hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Marlins. Josh Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Johnson is 0-2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Marlins 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Dan Murphy is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Murphy is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Coughlin. Murphy reaches second base with a double. Jeff Francoeur batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. There's a wild pitch. Murphy moves to third. Jeff Francoeur is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Francoeur is 0-2 in the game. Francoeur strikes out. One out. Corey Sullivan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Sullivan is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Murphy tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Marlins. Fernando Tatis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Tatis is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Tatis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brian Schneider is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Schneider is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Schneider strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Marlins 4, and the Mets 3. The Marlins will come to bat. Chris Coughlin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Coughlin is 0-3 in the game. Coughlin hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Francoeur who is chasing the ball. Coughlin reaches third base with a triple. Ross Gloed is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gloed is 0-3 in the game. Gloed hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Ramirez is 3-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Ramirez is walked intentionally. Jorge Cantu batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Cantu is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Cantu hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tatis fields it and throws to second for the out. Coughlin scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Marlins. Dan Uggla is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Uggla is 1-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Uggla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cantu moves to second. Elmer Descends now pitching. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ross is 1-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Ross hits a line drive towards the mound. Descends reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Marlins 5, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Dan Meyer now pitching. Anderson Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hernandez is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cantu fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nick Evans pinch hits for Elmer Descends. Nick Evans is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Angel Pagan is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Pagan is 0-3 in the game. Pagan takes first base on ball 4. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Castillo is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Castillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Marlins 5, and the Mets 3. The Marlins will come to bat. Brian Stokes now pitching. Jeremy Hermita is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hermita is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hermita hits a line drive towards first. Murphy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ronnie Paulino is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Paulino is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Paulino hits a line drive towards third. Tatis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brett Carroll pinch hits for Dan Meyer. Brett Carroll is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carroll strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Marlins 5, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Matt Lindstrom now pitching. Brett Carroll now playing right field. Dan Murphy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Murphy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glode scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murphy for the out. One out. Jeff Francoeur is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Francoeur is 0-for-3 in the game. Francoeur strikes out. 2 outs. Corey Sullivan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glode scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Marlins 5, and the Mets 3. The Marlins will come to bat. Ken Takahashi now pitching. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Coughlin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Coughlin hits a fly ball into center field. Pagan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Helms pinch hits for Ross Glode. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Hanley Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cantu is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cantu strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Marlins 5, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Wes Helms now playing third base. Jorge Cantu now playing first base. Leo Nunez now pitching. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tatis is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tatis hits a fly ball into right field. Carroll settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brian Schneider is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Schneider is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schneider strikes out. 2 outs. Anderson Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeremy Reed pinch hits for Ken Takahashi. Jeremy Reed is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reed strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Florida Marlins, 5, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Dolphin Stadium in Miami.